Good evening, friends, and great to see you on such a special occasion to gather together to worship Jesus. And I'm going to share with you just a few short reflections about what makes this weekend so special. And it kind of is special having Christmas Day on a Sunday and having it just centered around the Lord Jesus. Three things, and you might like to use these as a test on your kids and give them an extra piece of chocolate or something tomorrow, an extra gift, if they can remember these 3 points. Who is Jesus? What did he come to do? And what are we called to do in response? Well, who is Jesus? The name Emmanuel is a Hebrew word, and the Hebrew word Emmanuel means, famously, God with us. Who is Jesus? Jesus is God. So people say, well, when did Jesus ever claim to be God? Well, there it is in his name. Even before he's born, Emmanuel means God with us. So unlike you and me, in a way, you know, I began when I was born, but Jesus did not begin when he was born. He was eternally part of God, eternally the second person of the Trinity. And his name is the clue. Who is Jesus? Emmanuel, God with us. Do you know the meaning of your name? Is anyone else here called Wayne tonight? Are there any other Waynes in the room? Does anybody know what Wayne means? I've done some research. It comes from the ancient mythology of DC Comics. And it means from the Batman ancient mythology, it means handsome and strong defender of justice. Isn't that good? Where's my wife? Yeah. Actually, even growing up, I knew what Wayne meant. Do you know what it means? Wagon driver. And now I drive a Tarago. Well, Jesus' name is better. Emmanuel, God with us. That's who he is. But what did he come to do? Well, he has another name that describes what he came to do. He has another name to describe his occupation. And that name is Jesus. The angel says, you are to give him the name Jesus, and that Hebrew name means he will save his people from their sins. Because we know that often your name is used to mean your job. If your name was Barber, your family cut hair. If your name was Smith, you were a blacksmith. Our Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, at one point had Turnbulls. I don't know what that means. My name is Wayne Schuller. That means, I think it's German for scholar. So I'm the book reading wagon driver. Schoolboy. I'm the schoolboy wagon driver, defender of justice in a handsome way. Jesus, what is Jesus' job? What did he come to do? He's not a teacher. He's not a lawgiver. He's not a prison warden. He's a savior. He will save his people from their sins. He didn't come to check on you that you'll be good. He came to save you because you're not, and we can't help ourselves. He wants to rescue us because we're bad, and he wants to change us out of our badness. Who is Jesus? He's God. What is his job? Save his people from their sins. What do we have to do? Well, what you think about this. What is your greatest need? It's about your badness, isn't it? It's about your dark side. If he is a saviour, then we are the saved. If he's a rescuing king, we're the people that need forgiveness and we need to be ruled. We cannot rule ourselves. We're not very good at that. We cannot fix ourselves. We cannot save ourselves. We need a saviour king. So this weekend, it's the party of the birth of that king entering our world. I've watched some of those YouTube videos. They're pretty awful, but they're kind of grossly entertaining of the kids at the Christmas tree that don't like their presents, and I didn't want this, or I don't like this Xbox, I want the newer version. And we're like those bratty kids who God has just blessed and blessed us, and we ignore him. But that's okay, because Christmas is the message that God still loves you, and he wants to know you. He wants to save you. So what do we have to do? I think we just have to reaffirm that relationship with him as King, as Savior, as God. Tell Jesus tonight in this service that you love him, that you trust him. As you sing the next few carols, tell him that you're singing to him. Put Jesus at the center of your life. Celebrate his birthday with a big party in your house. Eat well and drink well. Forgive anyone who's hurt you. Kiss your wife. Hug a friend. Celebrate the King because it's Christmas. Let me pray for us. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are God Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you that you are the Saviour, come to save us from our sins. And thank you that you call on us to trust in you as our own Saviour and King and to walk with you. So give us a good sense of your presence as we celebrate this weekend, and go with us in the coming year. We ask in your name. Amen.